Taoiseach, this isn't the first damning report. You'll recall the Brandon report in Donegal, another case in which one person stepping forward exposed similar issues around safeguarding. So today's report has to be a watershed moment. The Chief Executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, has said that the HSE will do all they can to ensure that safeguarding for all people in care homes is at the highest level of priority for them. And I welcome that, because we must all ensure that vulnerable adults are never, ever failed in this way again. Victims must be treated with the dignity that they deserve. Tháan Athbhreithniú ar Éireann Gnéasa Jack Altrinus and HSE Miltonach. Éilíonn sé gníomh pránach an daoine atá i gcontúirt a chosaint. Tá dúlgas ar an rialtas a cinntiú go bhfuil chosaintí i bhfeidhm. The National Independent Review Panel issued 9 recommendations in their report, and these must be implemented without delay, I am sure you'll agree. They include the establishing of a working group to examine and reform how residential facilities for older people operate, to ensure that they are in line with international best practice. It includes putting in place a staff awareness campaign to ensure that older people who are victims of sexual abuse are believed and that safeguarding allegations are always taken seriously. It also recommends better management of patients' notes to ensure concerns or signs of abuse are recorded and identified early. Taoiseach, there are a number of steps that government can take to improve protections for vulnerable adults. Adult safeguarding legislation is needed to put legal obligations on service providers to prevent such violence being committed and to hold organisations and individuals to account for failing to protect people who are at risk. And the legislation has been pending for some years, but it's now critical. The need is now critical indeed. I heard the Minister for Justice speaking of it again this morning. So, Taoiseach, I'm calling on government to commit to the urgent delivery of this legislation. And I ask, can we work together, all of us, to ensure that vulnerable adults have the support and protections they need, to ensure that this review and its 9 recommendations are taken seriously and prioritised, to work across the House to ensure that all of this is acted on so that we don't have such a harrowing incident repeated.
I just want to thank Deputy McDonald for raising this very important issue. It is a hugely distressing and shocking affair, I think we can all agree, and strikes terror into the heart of anyone living in a nursing home or anyone who has a loved one in a nursing home. These are supposed to be safe places. They almost always are safe places. But in this case, that clearly was not the case. It is important to say that the man who committed these assaults is now in prison, is serving an 11-year sentence, and he's in prison because of the cognitive clarity and the emotional strength of Emily Sudenham, who testified against him. She has since passed on. The review by the NIRP was carried out to establish if there were warning signs and warning signals and complaints that were missed, and they were. There were other allegations, and they were not followed up by staff in line with existing HSE safeguarding policies. All incidents were subsequently referred to the Gardaí, and all of the families affected have been informed. I can only echo the words of HSE CEO Bernard Gloucester in his statement today in saying that our concern has to be with the family of Emily and the other families affected who have been engaged with to date. And we intend to engage with them further on wider safeguarding issues in this particular care facility. We can only at this time unreservedly apologise, condemn what happened, and do all we can to ensure that safeguarding for all people in alternative care is at the highest level possible. Both the CEO of the HSE and I are not satisfied that we fully understand all of the issues in this facility are indeed those arising in the wider care context. And for that reason, in the coming days, a safeguarding expert from overseas will be appointed to assist us. For today, it's important, as custodians of care services for our older people, that we say unequivocally that we failed Emily, regardless of how much we were deceived by any one individual employee. And we're anxious to ensure that we also respect the wishes of Emily's family for privacy. Given that this was such a serious incident, we're obliged to look closely at the context, the safeguarding practices at the time, and whether or not there are other issues of concern. Two examinations have taken place to date, and they can be broadly described as the review by the NIRP, which Deputy McDonald referred to, and a local safeguarding team review, which was carried out as well. There's also a safeguarding report to the Gardaí, and in this instance, both of the reports identified a number of issues of concern. In relation to our draft national policy on adult safeguarding in health and disability sectors, this will build on existing policies and structures and will apply to all relevant public, voluntary and private settings and agencies in these sectors. It will be subject to public consultation in the coming months, but we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that there were safeguarding policies in place and they were not followed. Subject to government approving the new sectoral policy, legislation will be required to underpin the policy, and that will be prepared. Separately, the Law Reform Commission is preparing a report on a regulatory framework for adult safeguarding, and that is expected to inform future legislation across all these sectors. So the policies and laws are in place, and more work is underway to update and improve those policies and strengthen those laws. But I don't think laws are enough. A lot of the things you mentioned, Deputy, will have to be done as well, particularly the training of staff, to make sure that where there are symptoms, where there are signs, where there are complaints, that they're taken more seriously than they were in this case.